This is the EWN Radio Network.
You are listening to Travel Talk with Kelly Morgan Mealy, Chief Guide at the BucketListRetreats.com. Kelly is the curious host who takes us along as we learn the ins and outs of travel to fascinating places that tap into our hearts and turn us into lifelong travelers, adventurers, and wanderers. Now, our friend in travel, Kelly.
Welcome, welcome to Travel Talk. This is your hostess, Kelly Morgan Mealy with Bucket List Retreats, coming to you this week from hot, hot, hot Arizona. So I have escaped to the mountains to my favorite place to retreat. I have really enjoyed putting together these radio shows for you and hope that you have learned a thing or two about travel. Please feel free to email me or contact me on Facebook if you have a travel question, a suggestion, or a connection. Links in the description below. Last year, I made a connection with two shining stars in this world, and their names are Ann Berry and Angela Jacobus of TravelThatMatters.net. They are a mother-daughter team that have a really beautiful way of looking at travel that I truly admire.
It has so much more to do with a conscious view, a type of traveling that really makes for some amazing magic. And I could not wait to have them on the show to talk to you about some of their travels and what they can do for you when it comes time for you to plan a trip for yourself or your group. Welcome from the beautiful, cool city of Portland, Oregon, Ann Berry and Angela Jacobus.
Tell me, how is it there today? Cool, at least?
Well, hi, Kelly. It's great to be here. This is Ann, and Portland is actually experiencing nice weather. We had a hot spell that made us think we were in Arizona, so it's really nice. Sunshine and all the beautiful greenery. It's just really gorgeous here right now.
Perfect. And Angela, you're on the phone with us too?
Yes, I'm here too. And we were actually just in California last week and there was a crazy heat wave there. So we're happy to be back in a little bit more mild weather in Portland.
Yes, it's such a beautiful, cool, refreshing city. I love it there. Well, let me start out by saying that Ann and Angela work with group leaders from business coaches to entrepreneurs to affinity groups to help them create life-changing travel experiences for their clients and peers, all while maintaining a focus on responsible tourism. You can check them out on their website. I do have links in the description. And I highly encourage you to watch the video that is on their website and Facebook and YouTube, where you can actually meet these two beautiful women and understand their take on travel. Last year, I met you two in Morocco. You had just finished what I would consider a world tour, really, that included New York City, Amsterdam, Spain, Portugal, Morocco.
And even Tanzania.
I, on the other hand, was only in the upper left-hand corner of Africa in Morocco and was kind of afraid to go any further deeper into Africa. Can we talk about your trip there?
Sure, yes. It was amazing. We were in Tanzania for, what was it?
Almost 10 days.
And so we were able to go on a safari, and we went to Zanzibar, which is just an amazing historical town with a lot of culture. And we got to swim with wild dolphins while we were there, and then we got to go to Morocco and meet you.
That was so cool. How did you pick Tanzania? Had you talked to someone about that before?
We actually had a contact there. We had been working with an organization that takes students on experiential travel for 3 month trips at a time. Mm-hmm. And so we were connecting with those people to get insight into the kind of projects that they were doing with their students. And so we met up with one of the retreat centers there that was in a very remote part of Tanzania, which allowed us to go to one of the more remote national parks that a lot of people don't normally go to.
Oh.
And so it was an amazing experience.
That's cool. That really is the local connections and connections like that that make for a superior trip. How did you guys decide to go on such a long trip together?
Well, it started out with just attending a retreat in Morocco where we met, and then it was that same thing that happens to the wanderlust in all of us is, well, if I'm already here, I might as well go there. However, when you are traveling in Africa, you really need to build in plenty of time. We really, even though we looked on the map, had no concept of how much distance there was even between Tanzania and Morocco. Uh-huh. So what was going to maybe be a two-week trip grew into 3 weeks and then became 4 weeks and then became 36 days because we just had to have the physical days to move from place to place. So it's another really important reason to work with a travel professional, because sometimes the layperson is not going to realize that for you to get from even one end of Tanzania to another, you really need 4 days just for the travel. I mean, that doesn't mean you get to go on a safari or do anything else. It's just traveling.
Traveling, right. That is so true. I totally believe in travel agents just for that very reason. And
we would recommend going on 36 days to 5 countries like we did. We were actually on a mission to see as much as we could for our clients so we could do research and make better recommendations. When I'm traveling just for fun, I spend more time in one location. I think that's the best way to go.
I agree. It's hard to fit it all in. There's just too much to see. And I was really impressed with the two of you when I met you and how much luggage you had, or I should say did not have. Tell me about who wants to talk about packing and what you carried. I'm curious to let the listeners know how much you carried and how you came about, you know, what you put in there, why you decided on those things.
Well, I will go first. So this is Angela, and I am a big photographer, and so whenever I travel, I have my big camera and a zoom lens, and then I have my computer so that I can download my photos, and so that's sort of one of my essential things that I'm not willing to give up when I travel.
Right.
It took me a while to find a really good backpack that allowed me to organize everything and also still have some space for just, you know, a sweater.
Yeah.
But then I also got a soft-sided carry-on size rolling bag, and I actually weighed my clothes and was really meticulous about, you know, outfits and everything, working with each other and shoe choices that would allow me, because we were in different climates, so we had to be in from, you know, Amsterdam in the fall where it was quite cool to mm-hmm. Morocco in the heat and Tanzania in the heat. So just finding things that are really versatile, that go with each other, and that can be dressed up or down. And that was my main, and weight and light, things that are light, because you can get more stuff if they're not too heavy.
That's so true, but that would be the hardest part for me, the shopping while you're there. I guess you can always get another bag.
Yes, to shop.
And what's interesting is I have discovered now when I do shop for clothing, you know, just even stuff that you're going to wear at home, mm-hmm. I will actually the hanger and compare an item, and even though it's like really cute and I would really like it, but if it's too heavy, I don't buy it anymore because it can't go with me on a trip. And it's amazing the difference. We have friends who do a travel course and they actually had scales and weighed one pair of pants versus another pair of pants, and it was substantial, like twice as heavy. So there, if you got two light pair of pants versus one heavy pair of pants. So you just kind of have to keep those things in mind when you're shopping for travel clothes.
You really do. And as you get older and like me, where you get hot and cold, it's better to have cooler things that you can just layer on anyhow. And did you guys have enough or was it too much?
I think that was the first trip where I actually packed perfectly. I'm an overpacker at heart. It is something that I must work on every single time I go anywhere. I always have that fear of not having that thing that I want or being in a situation where I don't have the right clothes.
Yeah.
And really letting go of that, first of all, because you're traveling and you're having a great time and really what you're wearing doesn't really matter. And
it
if
really
you're in
doesn't.
A bind, go shopping.
It's the perfect excuse to shop.
It was really layering is definitely key, like you said. That makes a huge difference.
And then also one thing that is a real motivator, because I tend to be an overpacker, but it was those times where we were in a train station and you have to climb 2 or 3 flights of stairs because there are no elevators and quarters. Is all you have to do is realize what it would have been like carrying a 50-pound bag versus a 35-pound bag, and that's a real motivator for packing light.
It certainly is, and I have done that exact same thing the first time I went to Italy. We rode the trains, and I don't know what I was thinking. I brought my whole luggage set. And we went down, you know. Because you have to go down those stairs, across the platform, and up those stairs. It's crazy. So
yes.
That's
and
right.
You know, it feels so much safer, too, actually, when you're in control of what you have. You feel really vulnerable when you have too much stuff. So it's just it's just liberating, and just you have so much more flexibility and you have confidence when you don't have too much stuff.
Very well said. I totally agree. It's so nice. That's one of the things I now require of anyone that travels with me, is that you have to be able to handle your own luggage. So it's just knowing that is a great place to start of how much you're bringing as well. Can I carry it? Can I lift it? Can I put it up above me? All of those things are really great tips.
Right.
I wanted to talk about that trip, because you were telling me about swimming with the dolphins and going on safari. Can you tell me about some of the highlights on that trip?
So many. the safari was really amazing. My mom loves giraffes and just absolutely adores giraffes. And
mm-hmm.
so we got to see a lot of those and elephants and zebras, and we got to see some baby lion cubs, and
were you guys riding in a car or in one of those open air truck things?
Yes. And actually we had a bit of a problem, because the original company that we went with, their vehicle broke down in the middle of the savanna, and we were stuck outside with the wheel just completely, our driver was taking it apart and trying to fix it, and it wasn't getting fixed. And so all these other vehicles were passing us, asking us if we needed help, and our driver kept saying no. And we were like, oh, no, we're okay. And then, you know, a couple more vehicles go by, the time is getting longer. And finally, we had to get the safari camp where we were staying. They came and brought a vehicle out to help us. And we realized that was just a really key factor in planning a safari that we learned the hard way, is knowing who your supplier is and knowing that they have a backup vehicle, because you know, they break down all the time. It's rough. So it's actually because of that we ended up with better guides who had more knowledge of that area. And they were able to connect us with a mama lion going back to the cubs. And so we were able to follow alongside her for probably 20 minutes. Just so close. While we followed her back while she was going back to the babies.
That's really cool. You guys ended up with some beautiful pictures.
We actually met some people who used to do safaris back when they would just camp out on their own.
Mm.
And I can't even imagine that, because just from the time that we were broken down, we felt really vulnerable out there. And I wouldn't want to be camping with no experts around me to save me from whatever might be coming by in the night.
Another great reason to have a travel professional who has vetted these companies that are taking you out on safari. I was just looking at a trip in Kathmandu where you ride elephants, and there were 4 or 5 people on the backs of those elephants, And Angela, you were talking to me about being mindful of what these animals can do.
So an elephant really is only able to carry about 150 kilograms, which is about 330 pounds. So, and oftentimes they have those big carriages that you sit in, and those can be at least 100 pounds. So if you have two people and a carriage on top of an elephant, that, and, you know, and they oftentimes are worked way too many hours. And I actually had an experience in Cambodia before I knew. I was so excited, and my friend and I spent, you know, it was really, really inexpensive in Cambodia, and we spent a lot of money on this elephant trip up to see the sunset at a temple.
Mm.
We were so excited, and we got on this elephant, and we instantly were both just sad because it was clear this elephant wasn't happy. It was clear the driver who was driving the elephant wasn't happy, and felt so terrible. So then about a year later, I went to Thailand and I volunteered at the Elephant Nature Park. And it was just a night and day difference. I was there, you know, scooping up elephant poop and cutting down corn to feed to them. And but just around them and able to interact with them on their terms, really. And it was just such an incredible experience versus a very depressing one.
Exactly. And it really is the respect for not only the wildlife, but the land and the people and the culture that you two have that really inspires me. I just think it's such a novel concept. It's really a kinder, gentler way of travel that the two of you recommend. And I, for one, think that is beautiful. I just know that it makes for a much more magnificent trip, especially when you return home and you just feel so great about what you've seen and what you've experienced. We are going to break for commercial, and when we get back, we are looking to the future with Anne and Angela. Could it be that these two dedicated world travelers are cooking up your next travel that matters?
Hi, this is Cara Andershock from Journeys to the Sacred. Please join me on a magical, mystical, and miraculous healing journey walking the El Camino de Santiago in Spain, September 11th through the 22nd, 2016. Are you craving sacred time alone to get the answers that you need? If so, walking the El Camino is the perfect way to illuminate key areas of your life, including health, self-care, relationships, career, creative expression, and even your relationship with the divine. On this 12-day, 11-night journey, you'll have an opportunity to connect with your soul's deepest truths and longings, offering you time away from the stresses of everyday life to breathe, think, feel, and gain fierce clarity. For more information, please check out my website at www.journeystothesacred.com.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to step into all of your greatness, to release the confidence that lies within, to stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network International Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year on August 4th through the 7th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you, to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Our world-renowned speakers will teach, inspire, and motivate you to greater heights. Plus, the food, the fun, and entertainment at the best party in town will rock all of your senses. Look, no one makes it alone. So it's time to stop trying to be the COE, the chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. The eWomen Network Conference is the perfect place to make that happen. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
I'm Crystal Daigle, intuitive artist based in San Diego, California. I help people around the world live satisfying, creative lives. In my outdoor painting and creativity retreats, we soak up the beauty in gorgeous locations like San Diego, California, and Tulum, Mexico. Join us. All levels are welcome. visit my website for registration information. Be sure to also look at my personalized intuitive artworks, which I call psychic illuminations, because they illustrate helpful messages I receive on behalf of my clients during a psychic reading. Contact me and I'll send you a brochure with photos and testimonials. Come create with me.
Bucket List Retreats. Where do you want to go? Now back to Travel Talk with Kelly Morgan Mealy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Travel Talk. This, again, is your hostess, Kelly Morgan Mealy, along with our guest today, Ann Berry and Angela Jacobus of TravelThatMatters.net. I hope you were able to join us in the first segment where we talked about the trip that this mother and daughter team went on last year to Africa. And
that included Tanzania and Morocco. You got there by way of New York and Amsterdam. And I even convinced you to stay with me in Madrid once our trip in Morocco was over. And that was so much fun, just the little bit of time we got to spend together. But your trip wasn't all pleasure. It was also about the two of you honing your skills as travel agents. I know that what we have talked about here today lets everyone know the type of travel you're going to be experiencing when you hire these two ladies from Travel That Matters. Ladies, talk to us about what you're going to get when we hire you as our travel agent.
It's kind of where a lot of our travel industry community is wanting to even get away from the term of travel agent and more travel professional. Because it's more like if you want to do your own taxes, you can do that. There's plenty of DIY ways to do that.
Right.
And then there are people who say, no, that's really not my area of expertise. I want to hire a tax accountant to make sure that everything is done properly. And that's kind of how we're trying to educate our clients, is that we have the expertise and we have the professional background to go beyond just the transactional of book a hotel, book a flight, book a rental car, because we take the time to listen to what they really want to experience. So the reason someone would want to use a travel professional is because, number one, they don't have maybe the time to do it, but more so we have access to suppliers and vetted tour operators, and that way you won't have an experience, as we described in the first segment, about breaking down because our supplier maybe wasn't the quality. Is if you're working with a travel professional, you know that you're going to places and seeing things with someone who's actually experienced it, even if we haven't personally done it.
Right.
And the other thing is, if you have any difficulties while you're traveling, say you get to even like, say, an all-inclusive resort and you check in and they had on your voucher that you were going to get XYZ room, and you get there and they say, oh, no, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if us, then we go to our supplier and say, this is what's happening, and because they have the volume of working with the hotel or the all-inclusive resort, they can then go directly to say, no, you need to take care of my client because we bring you a lot of business and this is just not okay. And the regular person who's just booked on, you know, XYZ booking engine is not going to have that personal support.
You sound like you have much more authority when you say, I am calling for my client who was expecting this, this, and this, and only received this, this, and that. So it's really nice to have someone in your corner.
And if you do have any issues with a flight and, you know, there's some sort of delay, you might be in the air and your travel agent can be solving a problem for a connection while you're unable to. So
exactly.
It's basically having a team behind you to support you. But also, you know, I mean, I love planning travel. And so for me, I understand do-it-yourself people. Like, I totally get it if people are that, you know, they just enjoy that aspect of travel. It's part of what they love about it. So a travel agent wouldn't be right for that person. But maybe they want to take a group and they have, you know, 10 more people to worry about. Then even if you, as much as you might love it, you still probably want some help with that because it just becomes so much more complicated.
True. But even if you're a do-it-yourselfer, that's even more desire to speak with someone that has some experience on it so that you really feel like you know what you're doing. And more than likely, even if you just have your travel agent book your travel and your hotel for you, if you're planning it along with them, it's just like doing it yourself. Yeah. So you guys aren't, you're not just for looking for your best airline ticket or last minute deals. You two are really doing some transformational travel scheduling and trips for groups. Let's talk about that. So you've done such beautiful trips together and separately that you realized that you really wanted to create those types of trips for others. Anne or Angela, let me know how that kind of came about and who might benefit from having you two work a trip out for a group.
Well, from the standpoint of what makes us unique, in the travel agent world is that we actually started out leading our own retreats. So we had the opportunity to not only do the planning, but we were there to support our travelers. And what came out of the trips that we did were the amazing changes that happened to people unexpectedly because traveling in community, and we had small groups of women with us that just being out of your normal routine and being with like-minded people, mm-hmm. when you can toss those hats of wife, mother, worker, you know, career woman, whatever it is, and you just get out of your regular kind of space,
right.
It's just so fabulous to watch what happens to people, and women especially. It's so gratifying to just watch what happens when groups are sharing a like-minded experience when they're traveling. It's just phenomenal.
It is phenomenal, and it's great, especially for women, because I think it's really hard for us to get away from the day in and day out of the cooking and the laundry and the shopping and the stuff that we have to do to actually have days in a row where you don't have to worry about any of those things, where you're just coming out of that shell. Hey, I have so much time to explore where I'm at or to explore how I feel because of where I'm at. It's such a beautiful thing. I love how you guys say on your website, stop dreaming, start traveling. What are some of the specialty groups that you might be taking on retreat?
It can be anything. We especially love to work with people like we've talked about, you know, that have more of a conscious view of traveling and what and the power of
sure.
travel, like this amazing magic that can happen when you go outside of your comfort zone. So those are our favorite clients. But, you know, magic can happen anywhere. You can have a wine group going on a wine cruise in France, like on a river cruise. Or
sounds fun.
A group of surfers that want to go photograph the sand dunes in Morocco. It's just really the possibilities are endless.
And you two mentioned that you work with affinity groups. I had never heard that phrase before. What is that?
That is when people have the same affinity for something. So like the photography or wine or quilting or horse riding or, you know, Game of Thrones. just people have a shared interest, basically.
And so you guys also work with entrepreneurs that have a following, and you can put together a retreat or a group travel destination for them. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. And that's actually a really interesting niche to work with, because not only does the group leader get to share what they do in a much more powerful setting than just, you know, kind of doing a workshop in their hometown. The level of transformation and influence and breakthroughs and things that can happen while traveling together is just heightened so much. And it's also a way for them to add income to their business. So, like, you get to travel and get money and have impact on your clients. Like, oh, my gosh.
It is the best of all worlds.
Yeah.
And it's the best for the attendees too, because they get the undivided attention of their leader or the person that they really wanted to connect with. So it's a great thing. So ladies out there listening, if you have a group that wants to go on a gorgeous transformational trip to maybe someplace a little bit off the beaten path, I would suggest that you get a hold of Ann and Angela at TravelThatMatters.net. Thank you, ladies. I really appreciate you joining us here today on Travel Talk.
Thank you. It's so fun to talk to you.
Yes, I'm all ready to meet you back in Morocco.
Sounds great, Anne. Anytime. Be sure to follow and like and subscribe the ladies at TravelThatMatters.net and me, your hostess, Kelly Morgan Murley at Bucket List Retreats. I hope everyone has a beautiful week. And until next time, bon voyage.